of Christians' cars and TV has been preached against for years. How's that going, by the way? Not very well, based on the homes I stay in. You see, the problem is this. We've missed the point. The point is this. God is interested not in promoting any particular electronic device. God is interested that your mind be set on true wisdom, that you be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. And anything in our information world that diverts us from that needs to be treated suspiciously, at best. And actually, I'm going to argue that there are some things that need to be excluded from the believer's life, even in this information world. There are many things that are wonderful about the information age. There are resources that are available to us. I've been sitting next to Brother Harvey down here. What he's got on his laptop, I've spent a lifetime trying to figure out, and he just pushes a button or two, you know, and it's all right in front of him. Pretty nice deal. Next meeting, you can sit next to him. I think it's not only wonderful in the case of resources. What about relationships? By the way, internet dating sites are no place for you to find a spouse. That isn't what I have in mind. But in our Christian community, isn't it wonderful that with Facebook and other things that we can stay in touch with each other? It really is. Missionaries, love to hear from you. Many of you know earlier this year, my son-in-law was very grievously injured in a very serious accident. I can't even begin to tell you the gratitude that my wife and I and my daughter felt that within moments, literally of that happening, we were blanketed in an envelope of prayer for believers all around the country. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Thank you. And I think also that the information age gives us an opportunity to reach out with the gospel. The global span of technology is indeed an opportunity to share the Lord Jesus Christ. It needs to be done with care. The message needs to be distinguished from false gospels that are everywhere in our world. But I'm not so foolish as to say that we're going to be Luddites or Amish and turn off the electricity. Let's recognize what is good as being good and let it go at that. But here's the problem. We have been promised Eden, and we've been delivered Sodom. And the information age is a dangerous world for believers. And I think that far too many of us who are middle-aged and older are almost oblivious to it. And the rest of you have been raised in it, so that its effects are not even felt in your soul. I have a good friend back in Detroit. He loves to ask the rhetorical question, why don't fish feel wet? You know why? Because they swim in it. And I am afraid that for many of us, this polluted world is no big deal simply because we're in it every day. I learned a new word yesterday, actually, when I was traveling here. It was the word ambient pornography. What's that mean? It's just that we are so desensitized by the filth that appears in everyday advertising that the devil has used that ambient level of uncleanness to lower our resistance to what is truly vile. You all see that? Brothers and sisters, this is a clarion call today to turn from information to truth, to turn from human knowledge to true wisdom. I want you to think, first of all, about some issues. I'm going to go about 5 minutes over, so if you want to adjust your clocks or your stomachs, you feel free. But I want to talk for a couple of minutes, first of all, about a theological issue that this raises, and it's a very important one. I want you to listen carefully. God has revealed himself in the living word, that is the Lord Jesus, but he has revealed himself in words. You say, what's important about that? Well, just this. John chapter 1 does not open. In the beginning was the picture, and the picture was with God, and the picture was God. It doesn't say that. Christianity is a written religion. Everybody got that? And I don't like the word religion, but it's the only way I know to say that sentence. A New York Times article recently said, you know, from the time of Gutenberg in 1455, when he invented the movable type and the printing press, we have been people in Western Europe and European society as people of the book. But now, we have become people of the screen. And I'm just going to let off a little blast here. If you, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, allow yourself to be transformed from a person of the book to the person of a screen, your life and knowledge of Jesus Christ will suffer unimaginably. I have a blog. I brought it up here with me. I'm not sure that's an approved Gospel Hall technique, but I did it anyway. And one of the things that David Gunderson wrote in his blog was to compare water skiing with scuba diving. You say, I never thought I'd heard anybody minister on that on a Saturday afternoon, but here's the deal. Water skiing takes almost no investment in anything other than a pair of swim trunks. And at a high rate of speed, you skim along the surface of the lake, really appreciating not much of anything but the wind that blows through the hair you used to have. Steve. And, you know, it's just kind of an easy-going thing. But what about scuba diving? Okay? A little difference, isn't it? It takes a real investment. It takes technique. It takes study. It takes effort. But when you dive deep, the real wonders of the lake are truly revealed. I like what David Gunderson wrote. You cannot plumb the depths of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, through Wikipedia, Cliff's Notes, or even eSword. We don't need the soundbite, the highlight, the Google search, the rumor, the five-minute devotional. We need to know Him. And I'm just going to highlight and underline and bold and star, and even those are all technological ideas, what our beloved brother Grant has been saying. It's time living with Jesus Christ that is required to know Him, to acquire real wisdom. You know, there are so many errors out there. Actually, that's why, if the Lord helps me in Livingston, I'm going to be speaking about the doctrine of God. We have Christian bookstores now that prominently feature books of blasphemy. How about the Shack? With due respect to my friends here, God the Father is not an African-American woman. And the Holy Spirit is not an Asian woman. Those are blasphemy. Those are obscene assaults on the holiness of the Trinity of God. I need to know Him. I need to increase in the knowledge of God. Not some trivial, popularized thing for the consumption of people whose Christianity is only skin deep. I need to get into the Word of God. I need to confront divine truth. There's not only a theological issue, there's a time issue. Because I'm interested in the stewardship of our time. And I think there's an issue with technology and the information age that rather than controlling it as we were promised, it essentially controls us. Listen, in my part of the world, there is no such thing as a blackberry. You mispronounced the word. Because we call it a crackberry. And for good reason. I have people who cannot even conduct a one-minute conversation without pulling it out of their pockets and trying to look at it while talking to me. And besides being incredibly bad manners, good job you didn't try to work for me at IBM. Listen, that sort of obsession violates what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I will not be brought under the power of any. My beloved friend, I am deeply concerned about the amount of time that's being spent on the internet and tied up with electronic things, because I fear that they are compromising the time that is spent in the presence of Christ. There's a man back home in Ann Arbor where I live, the University of Michigan, Professor David Meyer, and he's been dealing with the subject of multitasking. And, you know, I can hear the objections of my young friends here. At least one of you is going to come up to me afterwards and try and run this line on me that, you know, Mr. Shutt, our brains are evolved above you ancient fellows with white goatees. And actually, we are so good that we actually multitask. And we actually can do many things at once. Actually, Mr. Meyer has discovered that there is no such thing as multitasking. There's only something called switchtasking, which means that you simultaneously do 50 things and you do them all poorly, especially driving. I'm here to tell you that Albert Einstein did not come up with E equals MC squared playing Guitar Hero with American Idol going in the background. Didn't happen. And that's all a way to make you smile, all of you who are under 75, but there's a really serious point associated with it. The knowledge of God is not found in the hubbub of a commercial information age. It is found in quietness with a book open in your hand. And nothing else will substitute. Brothers and sisters, let's take a look at the time that the devil has stolen from us and the wisdom that we have lost. There's not only a theological issue and a time issue, and I have one of those also. There is a truth issue, because information does not equal truth. Google just announced that it has searched its 1 trillionth page. That's what we used to call at IBM data smog, but what I like to call the pooling of ignorance. And if you have any questions about that, look at Wikipedia someday. You see, Christians need to have critical thinking skills. They need to discern between news and propaganda, between information and truth. And in our postmodern world where there's just my truth and your truth, brothers and sisters, we need to be men and women who are marked by, you all know what the next phrase is, right? The truth. The unchanging, unequivocal, eternal truth of God. I'm going to tell you that every error about the Lord Jesus that has existed for 2,000 years is now two clicks away on any decent internet connection. And it takes a discerning heart that has been trained in the Word of God to wade through the spiritual misinformation that is there. That's why I love the local assembly. God has created safeguards there. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, knowing of whom you have learned them. I'm with the brother who said, let's not be too quick to throw out the wisdom of our brethren in the past. I think, Murray, you said that. I appreciate that. Because I've seen their life. I've seen the outcome of what they teach. I have seen the wisdom of God and the person of Christ incorporated in their lives. Not some random moron who has learned to type and can spell the name of Jesus Christ. You all got that? We need to have truth with a capital T. We need to have Christ ministered to our soul, not just a kludge of religious information that will do you no good now or for eternity. Theological issues and time issues and truth issues, temptation issues. Now here's a whole meeting, condensed into 3 minutes. Our information age accentuates advertising, which is designed by Satan to drive covetousness in your soul. Near my house there's a billboard. It said, life is short, boats are cool. I agree with both propositions, but it doesn't mean I should buy one. Covetousness. There is pornography. Let me just repeat something that we say very often back home where we live. I want you all to remember this one. It is sin to look at sin. Everybody got that? It is sin to look at sin. The problem is that pornography is not only addictive, it is progressive. And if your assembly is anything like mine, if it progresses very far, it is going to bring about assembly discipline. I worry about gambling because it's everywhere on sports sites that young men look at. I worry about the theft of intellectual property. If you did not buy that CD, You have no right to download it. And I really don't care that it's common practice among Assembly believers to share music CDs. I really don't care about that. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. And if you try to tell me that everybody is doing it, let me tell you the problem with sin. Little sin leads to big sin. Moms and dads, if you allow your children to illegally download music, you are giving them permission to steal. Think about where that might lead in their life later on. There's the problem of cheating on tests. There are the problems of gossip and the spread of lies. Temptation. Brothers and sisters, be careful. I'm not sure if I'm being a preacher. Maybe I'm just being a dad. But I raised two children, and I have to tell you, I was terrified every day for their spiritual preservation in this world. And I'll tell you something more. I'm scared about their mom and myself. Because none of us get to an age where we're safe. The only real safety is when we get home to heaven. When I was a boy, Brother Murray will remember this, there was a dear man that preached a lot in our parts called Mr. Archie Stewart. Mr. Archie Stewart used to say publicly, Lord, deliver me from dying, a wicked old man. And when I was 15, I had no idea what he was talking about. And I'm not 15 anymore, and it scares me to death. Would you pray for the preachers? We need to be preserved. You know, when young people sin, it has a little ripple. When leaders among God's people sin, it brings about widespread disaster. May God preserve us. Let me touch on one more thing, and then I'm finished, and you can go to supper. I want to deal with the issue of too much information. Because people are sharing things on the internet with others that are not only personally dangerous, but may well compromise future usefulness for God. Let me give you a little clue. I worked for IBM for 20 years, and so while I didn't invent the internet like Al Gore, I'm going to speak with just a little bit of authority here, and it's just this. Everything that you type that goes into your computer is forever. Did you all get that? I don't care what kind of promises are made. I don't care what kind of commitments there are not to store data. Every single thing on the internet is forever. Write it down. Because it is. Most employers nowadays are looking at Facebook pages of potential employees to see what you do in your spare time and who you hang around with. Did you know that? Big consequences for what's put out there about yourself. You know, there are some young men and young women here, and I envision a future for you of usefulness for God. I wouldn't be up here preaching if that wasn't the way I thought. I would hate to think that when you are a middle-aged man that your ability to serve God will be compromised by stupid pictures from when you're 16 years old. Everybody got that? You know, God is a God who loves to disclose himself to those who earn his confidence. Brothers and sisters, be really careful. For you sisters out there, be terribly careful. My heart goes out to you. The internet is a dangerous place for women. Be very careful. Not every person out there is who they present themselves to be. And let's just try and have some personal dignity in light of future usefulness for God. You know, a man told me recently, I was preaching about this, and he said to me, he said, but Brother Dan, he said, what you've said is really good. I really appreciate it. It was timely, but he said, what you don't understand is this, is that it is essential to me. You know, I quoted him a verse back. I'm not sure he's such a good friend anymore. I said to him, the Lord Jesus said one day that if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. Is your hand essential? I think so. How about your eye? He said, pluck it out. You know, it's better to be preserved without those things. In this case, he said, than to go to hellfire with them. I really want to be tender about this. I'm not suggesting that you throw out your Xbox or your BlackBerry or your iPod or give away your laptop. I think that would be foolish. But I want to beg you in Christ's name to invest your life in true wisdom. to return again in God's grace to this book. I know I'm old-fashioned. I can't help it. But this is where true wisdom is found. This is where the real issues of life reside. And this is, and I'm going to close with Mr. Grant's thoughts, this is where Christ is. This is where the knowledge of the holy lives. And it's in the pages of this book that life and light and joy, eternal values, preservation for God, a life like Christ, found here. May God help us to get wisdom. Wisdom is the principle.